In just a minute, we'll ask our panelists what will be the next really bad joke at the State of the Union address. But first, let me tell you that support for NPR comes from NPR stations and the National Association of Realtors, an advocate for home ownership. More at houselogic.com/homeownership. Pimsleur, whose unlimited series of language programs offers the tools to learn a listener limerick challenge in a variety of languages at Barnes & Noble booksellers, and eSurance, offering online tools and 24/7 service, insurance for the modern world. More at eSurance.com. Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is a production of NPR and WBEZ Chicago in association with Urgent Haircut Productions. Doug Berman, distant critic. Philip Goedeke writes our limericks. Our house manager is Don Hall. Assistant house manager is Jessica McLeod. Our brand new intern is Kate Casey. Our web guru is Beth Novi. Engineers include Les Dolarchik and Muhammad Mao. Thanks to John Zajac at Chase Bank. BJ Lederman composed our theme. Our program is produced by Eva Walchover and Emily Ecton. Technical direction is from Robert Newhouse and Lorna White. Our senior producer is Ian Chillog. The executive producer of Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is Mr. Michael Danforth. Now, panel, what will that bad presidential joke be? Brian Babylon.
Next year, the bad joke will actually come from John Boehner when he gooses Obama.
Roxanne Roberts.
The president will show up wearing this T-shirt. I spent $100 million to get elected, and all I got is this stupid Congress.
And Peter Gross.
The joke will be on all of us when a four-hour rambling, self-aggrandizing diatribe of a State of the Union will be delivered by President Newt Gingrich.
Well, if the president says any of those things, panel, we'll ask you about it on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell
Thank
Me.
Thank you, Carol Castle. Thanks also to Brian Babylon, Roxanne Roberts, and Peter Gross. Thanks to all of you for listening. I'm Peter Sagal. We will see you next week. We will. This is NPR.